So as a share trader, what can I claim as a tax deduction?
As I alluded to earlier in your previous question, Louise, this all depends on whether you're classified as a share trader, so in other words, being in the business of trading shares, or as an investor. This first classification, a trader, is subject to the income tax legislation, while the latter, an investor, is subject to the provisions of capital gains tax. Under the capital gains tax regime, expenses cannot be deducted against capital gains. You can only offset capital losses against capital gains. However, this slightly varies if you hold shares to derive income via dividends, and certain interest expenses may be deductible against the dividends that you derive as income. On the other hand, if you're classified as a share trader or a business, then all expenses incurred in deriving that income are deductible. The tax officer's requirement is there must be a direct nexus between the expenses incurred and the income derived. So therefore, deductible expenses can include anything from bank fees, accounting fees, interest on loans, share trading courses, any books, literatures, internet, mobile phone expenses, data download, the cost of software, leases on laptops or PCs, car expenses and the like. Essentially, the traditional expenses that are available to a typical business will be available to you as a share trader if you're in the business of trading shares. What the average punter wouldn't realise is that being in business avails you to the opportunity of claiming more deductions than that of an employee or holding shares to derive dividend income. For example, did you know that you could claim things like home office expenses, or that if you travelled for work purposes, such as to visit other stock exchanges around the world, that you could claim incidentals as a tax deduction? I guess the classic example is travel to and from work. As an employee, travel from home to work is not tax deductible. It's a personal trip. However, travel in between jobs is. In other words, from job to job, that's tax deductible.